This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. Hear this, children of Israel. The world convulses, and within that shaking a pattern emerges. A pattern written in the scrolls declared by the prophets of old. Syria resists the decree of Edom, a small echo of the larger resistance that will rise. North Korea rattles sabers, a distraction manufactured by the same hand. A hand intent on diverting your gaze from the true battle being waged. Within the strongholds of Edom, division grows, a fracturing from within. And the shadow of automation lengthens, a tightening of control, a gilded cage built for a captive people. These are not isolated incidents. These are the birth pangs of a new age, the prelude to the great and terrible day of Yahuwah. Observe Edom's relentless pursuit of dominion. They choke the straits, constricting the flow of nations, mirroring the constriction they seek to impose upon the breath of Israel. Yes, Yahu spoke of such times, of a world reeling from disruption, a world where trade routes crumble and nations scramble for resources. This isn't about economics. It's about control. It's about Edom's desperate attempt to maintain its grip on a world slipping from its grasp. Read Obadiah and see their fate foretold. Yahuwah has weighed their arrogance, their cruelty, their relentless enmity towards Israel. The incident at Los Alamos is a chilling reminder. Edom seeks to wield powers beyond their understanding, powers that rightfully belong to Yahuwah alone. They believe they can control the very elements, but they are blinded by their pride, playing with forces they cannot comprehend. Remember, Yahuwah is El Shaddai, the Almighty, and their petty attempts at dominion are but a fleeting illusion. Edom's actions are not merely geopolitical maneuvers. They are acts of defiance against the Most High, a direct challenge to His sovereignty. Every escalation, every manipulation, every attempt to control, it adds to the weight of judgment that will soon fall upon them. Every drop of oil squeezed, every contract enforced, every nation ensnared in their web of debt, it is all fuel for the fire of Yahuwah's righteous wrath. Remember the words of Isaiah 34, "For the day of Yahuwah's vengeance is at hand, and the land shall drink their blood as dust. They sow the wind, and a whirlwind of judgment will reap what they have sown." But amidst the judgments, remember the promise. Yahuwah does not abandon His covenant. He does not forget His people. Even as Edom tightens its grip, even as they attempt to silence the voice of truth, a stirring is happening amongst scattered Israel, a reawakening, a remembering. The reports coming from across the nation speak of a growing number who are turning away from the empty promises of Babylon, who are seeking the ancient paths, the ways of their ancestors. This isn't a mass movement orchestrated by men. It's a divine stirring, a prompting of the Ruach HaKodesh within the hearts of those who have been long scattered. Consider the recent ruling, the attempt to silence a voice speaking truth, expressing faith according to ancient ways. This is not an isolated incident. It's a pattern of persecution, a desperate attempt by Edom to suppress the awakening, to keep Israel bound in captivity. But Yahuwah will not allow it. Zephaniah declared, "Therefore wait for me, says Yahuwah, until the day that I rise up for prey. For I have determined to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out my indignation upon them, even all my fierce anger." This persecution, this silencing, is not a sign of weakness, but a confirmation. It confirms that the awakening is real, that the remnant is stirring, that Yahuwah's plan of restoration is unfolding. The more Edom attempts to suppress, the more Israel will rise. The more they sow discord, the more unity will blossom. And look to Ukraine. Edom's proxy war, fueled by their insatiable appetite for control, is a clear demonstration of their willingness to sacrifice nations on the altar of their ambition. Yah warned of such times, of a world consumed by conflict, where nations are used as pawns in a larger game. But Yahuwah sees through their deception. He sees the blood spilled, the lives lost, and He will hold them accountable. This is not a call to despair. This is a call to watchfulness, a call to preparation, a call to remember who you are, children of the covenant, descendants of Jacob, scattered but not forgotten. The judgments upon Edom are unfolding as written. The promise of restoration is drawing near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.